My name is Michaela Heisler, and I am a part of the Newell FFA chapter, and I also attend high school in Newell.
Well, congratulations to you on being chosen as the new South Dakota FFA president. How do you feel about that honor?
Oh, I'm so excited. I've wanted to be part of an officer team on the state level for a really long time, and going around this next year is going to be, I guess, one of the greatest things I've probably ever done. And the great part is I have five other members that are going to be with me through this journey. It's going to be so exciting.
Well, tell us about your background in FFA and in agriculture.
Well, I've moved around a lot, but I've always been in the Newell community and around ag. I've had the opportunity to have an amazing ag advisor who's really helped me through FFA and got me involved. When I started my freshman year, I was super shy, couldn't talk to anybody, couldn't talk, and FFA's helped open me up to give me the ability to have a voice and to be a leader. And it's just so exciting to be able to support, you know, the backbone of our country with my other members and for the whole state of South Dakota.
Did you grow up on a farm, Michaela?
Yeah, I live on a farm now, about 5 miles east of Newell.
Okay, and what are your particular interests? What have some of your projects been with FFA?
Well, I do my SAE. I do sheep production and stuff like that. My interest as far as CDEs, which are career development events that we do in FFA, I like to do a lot of the speaking and ag sales and where you get to work with people. I love being around people and working with teammates and other people.
Well, what are your goals as president as far as guiding your state association through this next year? And what do you, that'll be my first question, and then I'll have one more after that. But what are some of your goals?
My goals is to be able to meet as many different FFA members as I can. This year at state convention, we had 1,900 members and guests, and it was really exciting to be able to meet all of them. Being from West River, I don't have the opportunity to go to a lot of the chapters that we have in the state of South Dakota. So one of my goals is going to be to be able to go to all those chapters and meet those different members. And for me and my team to be able to put together, you know, a successful leadership camp and to get more kids involved in, you know, the organization.
Very good. Well, what do you see? The young people who are moving up in FFA are the future of agriculture. What do you see for the future of agriculture in our country?
Oh, I'm definitely so excited. It's amazing to see how one organization can bring people that have, you know, a common thing together, which in this case happens to be agriculture. I think our future is going to be really bright with all the students that you see and the participation and everybody who's excelling to go out and try new CDEs or to be more involved overall.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, I'm just super excited for the year and to be a part of everything that's going to happen.
All right. Well, thanks again. Oh, I guess I wanted to ask you your goals as far as what you'd like to do, make your life's work. Do you plan to attend college and major in a specific area?
Yep. This fall, I'll be going to SDSU, and I plan on majoring in ag education and possibly doing a double major for ag communications. I know that in the future, whatever I do is definitely going to involve ag, and I'd really love to be able to teach students hands-on what it can do.